Maine's COVID-19 vaccine rollout will continue as planned, despite news today that the Trump administration doesn't have a backup supply of doses to boost state allocations as expected. As officials try to find answers on what exactly this means for Maine, the director of the state CDC says it will not affect where people fall in the lineup, but it could affect when a dose is available. Patty White has more.
Both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines require two doses to fully immunize against COVID-19, and the federal government made the decision early on to hold those second doses in reserve for states to ensure that every person who got a first shot would get a second. That strategy appeared to change this week when U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar announced those reserved second doses would be released to states to boost vaccination efforts.
Because we now have a consistent pace of production, we can now ship all of the doses that had been held in physical reserve, with second doses being supplied by doses coming off of manufacturing lines with quality control.
But on Friday morning, Maine CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah says he got a surprise notice contrary to that announcement.
A few hours ago, we learned that there were no second doses sitting on the shelf.
Shah says the implications remain to be seen, but one likely possibility...
It means that Maine may be continuing with our current supply constraints for the foreseeable future.
Maine received an all-time high of nearly 33,000 doses during 1 week in December. But since then, the state's allotment has been relatively flat. Next week's allocation is about 18,000 doses. And Shah says the state has the capacity to administer more shots.
This was one of the first weeks upcoming where sites were saying we can do more, but we simply did not have from the federal government the vaccine to be able to meet that.
The absence of a backup federal supply that could have increased Maine's allotment means that some people may have to wait longer to get the shot. The Mills administration just announced this week changes to the state's rollout that expands who is eligible in Phase 1B, which had been expected to start within the next couple of weeks. Maine's commissioner of the Department of Health and Human Services, Jean Lambrew, says it's unclear if that timeline will change.
We appreciate that it's confusing. We're confused. But at this point in time, our plan continues. We are continuing to get vaccine. We're continuing to vaccinate our healthcare workers, our first responders in Phase A, 1A. We're beginning to plan for our older Mainers, medically frail people. We will continue our work, but we will try to ensure that the information that we receive today is accurate before we change any of our plans.
And even though second doses are no longer being held in reserve, Shah says at this point he expects people who receive their first shot will get their second shot within the appropriate time frame.
They are coming off the production line rather than off the shelf, but there has been no disruption with that, and we have no reason to believe, nor have we been told, that there is any reason to think that second doses will be delayed in any fashion.
Shah and Lambrew say they've had productive conversations with the incoming Biden administration and hope they'll soon get better information and projections on vaccine supply. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.